Nigel Whitmey.
Stephen Hawking wants big answers to big questions.
Do we still need a God?
Stephen Hawking's lifelong quest has been to find the theory of everything, a theory which explains how our cosmos came to be. He's within reach of this holy grail. One final obstacle blocks his way, the problem of gravity. But now we stand on the brink of a revelation. It seems that Hawking and his fellow physicists may be about to discover the secret of the universe's beginning. Only gravity had to be explained and brought into the fold. Back in the 1970s, Hawking had already given physics an inkling of how it might work. He'd proved it was possible to unite the theories of the very large, stars, planets, and gravity, as originally proposed in Einstein's theory of relativity, and blend in some of the theory of the very tiny, of atoms, quantum mechanics. By joining the large and the tiny in a limited way, Hawking had discovered that black holes are not completely black. They must, because of tiny subatomic effects, give off some microscopic radiation. Physicists were fascinated. Hawking's no boundary condition is his most radical suggestion to date. It's a proposal, not a theory, but it's based on strong science. Hawking's universe did not have a beginning, but bizarrely, it has also not existed forever. The best analogy Hawking can give is that of bubbles, but without the man to blow them up. The universe spontaneously arises. Time begins when the universe begins. It goes on expanding, perhaps forever. In Hawking's mind, our universe has no creator. It came out of nothing and exists all on its own. It's the ultimate free lunch. Although Hawking did think of making some cash out of it. Stephen Hawking may not have single-handedly created a theory of everything, but he's come within a whisker. He may be stuck in a wheelchair, but that hasn't stopped him being a tireless explorer. Soon the master of the universe is off on his travels again. Hawking plans to be on the first commercial flight out into space. As always, there's a reason for his adventure.
The human race shouldn't have all its eggs in one basket, or on one planet.